Valley Basketball on Hunt Country KDY is brought to you in part by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, by Don's Auto Service, Ozarks Healthcare, Holiday Inn Express and Suites, and by Bailey Chevrolet. And now, Grizzly Basketball on the home of the Grizzlies, Hot Country KDY.
Hello and good afternoon and a good Veterans Day to you, and a salute to all the veterans from us here at Hot Country KDY. Thank you for your service to your nation, and it's a never-ending debt of gratitude that we should take more time than just a Veterans Day to express, but we do that today, and again say thank you so much. Meanwhile, here in Ottumwa, Iowa, the Grizzlies play game number 5 of this schedule. And today the Grizzlies play the second round of the Iowa-Missouri Challenge. Last night they got bounced by Indian Hills by 11 points. The final was 86-75. Today the Grizzlies will take on the Triton Trojans from Chicago. And the Trojans are playing just their second game of the season. They played their opener yesterday, and that was against the Three Rivers Raiders. They beat Three Rivers in a game that was actually pretty close at halftime, but then the second half saw Triton pull away and win in a blowout. So we'll see what today holds in store as the Grizzlies look to go back home with their record still above the 500 mark. So Triton 1-0, the Grizzlies are 2-2. Starting lineups for this basketball game today. And a reminder, at the end of the game, we'll have our Don's Auto Service player of the game. We'll start with the lineup for the Triton Trojans. They're from the Chicago suburbs, and we saw them last year in the Iowa-Missouri Challenge. Starting lineup for Triton today will be Dylan Williams, a sophomore 5'11 transfer from Mineral Area College. M.R. Aguilar is a 6'5 redshirt sophomore from Zion, Illinois. And the other starters, Aguilar, by the way, yesterday had a big game. He had 32 points in leading Triton to that win over Three Rivers. Tolu Samuels is a 6'7 freshman from Chicago. William Scott, a 6'3 freshman from Akron, Ohio. And A.J. Dixon is a 6'5 freshman from Merrillville, Indiana. Brian Burns in his first season as head coach of the Trojans. Grizzly lineup will undergo a little bit of an overhaul today. Not a lot, but a little bit. And the starters for the Grizzlies in this game today, Carlos Paul at a forward. Carlos, 6'5", sophomore from Southfield, Michigan. Kendrick Peoples from Hampton, Virginia gets a start today. He's a 6'5", sophomore. He's been playing very well. Lucas Prola, 6'2", freshman guard from Porto Alegre, Brazil. Urji Hunami gets a start today, 6'4 freshman from Windsor, Ontario. And Kyle Germany, after sitting out yesterday, gets a start today. He's 6'2 sophomore from Detroit. Get to the officials in a bit. Here's the ball tipped up, and it's controlled, and it's a bad tip, so a bad toss-up, so we'll do it all over again. So the Grizzlies, well, it's going to be a violation on the tip, and that means it's going to be Triton basketball. So we go with a little bit different lineup today, as Lionel Kimwimba starts the game on the bench. And he is replaced in the lineup by Kendrick Peebles. And this game is underway. Here's a drive by Aguilar. Drives to the basket hard. Missed the layup. Rebound by the Grizzlies. Kendrick Peebles. Down the front court. On the wing. Erji Hunami passed up a shot. Here's a long, wide open three. Good by Lucas Prola. If we can get him those kind of shots the rest of the year, he is going to have a big, big year. 3-0. The Grizzlies took almost 10 minutes to score a field goal against Indian Hills to start the game last night. They're up 3-0 early. Now at the left point with it. A.J. Dixon dribbles to his left, now cuts back right in the paint. Up and under move off the board, up and good. That was a good, strong move by A.J. Dixon. And it makes it a 3-2 ball game. Dixon, a 6'5 freshman from Indiana. Grizzlies on offense with Kyle Germany. High screen to the left wing. Dribbles top of the circle. Ball knocked away and stolen. Turnover. Aguilar back the other way. Right-hand layup is good off the turnover. Amar Aguilar makes it 4-3 in favor of the Trojans. Prola in the paint gets stuck. Kicks it outside. Erzi's got an open three. He can't get it. Rebound, though. Carlos falls. Put back. Hangs on the rim. Won't fall. Tipped over. Erzi gets it. Puts it up again. Won't go. And the rebound is controlled now by the Trojans. And back comes Tolu Samuels in the front court. They'll kick it out to the wing. Open shot for a three. It's off the side iron. Won't fall. Rebound, Kyle Germany. And we'll wheel up the court and go the other direction. Between a double team on the left side, Prola. Looks inside, not open to the point. Kyle Germany, high post pass. Carlos Paul puts it on the deck, works down low. Turns, left hand, baby hook shot, won't fall. And the rebound is taken down by William Scott for Triton. On the right side, Dylan Williams, the transfer from Mineral Area. Gets it to the low block. Aguilar in the left corner, open shot for a three is no good. Rebound comes off short, picked up by Lucas Prola for the Grizzlies. The lefty passes to the left corner. Ball tipped out of bounds by Dylan Williams. Stays with the Grizzlies, 26 on the shot clock. Mineral Area has a new backcourt this season because their backcourt from last year both transferred to Triton. Dior Connors and Dylan Williams, two good players. Baseline move, kick it to the far corner. Kyle Germany with an open three, and it's good. Kyle Germany, with his first minutes here in Iowa this weekend, makes it a 6-4 ball game. Grizzlies by two. Williams for three at the left point. No good. Rebound very long. Pulled down at the free throw line by Carlos Ball. Up the right side, Lucas Prola. Beaches Van on the dribble. Gets to the corner. And a whistle and a turnover be called on the Grizzlies. And that will be on Lucas Prola for carrying the basketball. Carrying the basketball is a call that really depends on who you have officiating the game, whether how tight they call that. And a lot of players do it very casually, and a lot of officials don't care, but some do, and in this case, they did at the point. Palou Samuels, Williams, left side, Aguilar with a catch and shoot for a three, no good. Boy, was he ever hot yesterday against Three Rivers. Grizzlies come back. Down the left side, here's a layup, left hand, no good by Germany as it is swatted into the third row by Tolu Samuels. He'll stay with the Grizzlies. They'll have it just to the left of their own basket. Leading 6-4 with 16:43 to play in the first half. From the Hellier Center in Ottumwa, Iowa. Lob pass inbounds. Out front, hook pass over, and here's a 12-foot turnaround jumper by Germany. No good. Rebound taken down. Again, Samuels with the board. Back they come. Kick the ball to the right corner. Open shot for a three. Rims off. Over the back. Ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Samuels. Nope. It's going to be off of Carlos Ball. Samuels was right over his back. And tipped that ball out of bounds. Coming in the ball game now for the Grizzlies. We'll get bigger in the middle. Lionel Kamwimba comes in. 6'8 forward from the Congo. And it'll be Triton basketball from right of their own basket. And we get a whistle before the ball is thrown in bounds. And so a couple of the officials will meet. It will be Dylan Williams throwing it in. Here we go, Triton in gray with gold and white trim. Down the lane, two-handed dunk. No one picked up a Gilliard who caught the inbound pass at the point and just took it straight down the middle and flushed it with two hands. Tie game at six. Lucas Prola out front. Kicks it left side now. Urgy kicks it now to the point. They'll move it to the right wing. Kendon has a three look, no good. Rebound inside, and there's ball slapped away from Lionel Kamwemba. Out of bounds, though. Last touch by Triton. Stays with the Grizzlies. Fresh shot clock. 15:57 to play. There'll be 20 on the clock as they throw the ball in. In the ballgame for the first time today will be Trayon Grant Foster, who did very well in his first college game last night. A transfer from Indian Hills. Inbound play, lobbed out front. Trayon has it. He'll hand it off. JV and Downey in the game. He'll drive the paint high off the board. Good! JV and Downey, that a boy. Good aggressive play there by Javion. Down the right side of the key, high off the square. It's 8-6, Grizzlies by two. A.J. Dixon, backdoor cut by Aguilar. Takes it all the way in, blocked from behind. Late whistle and a foul. That would appear to be on Lionel Kamwemba. Nope, 24 is Trayon Grant Foster. And that's the first foul of the basketball game. We've played 4.5 minutes. Amar Aguilar at the free throw line. He has 4 of the 6. First try here, good. 8-7 Grizzlies, early going. Last day of the Iowa-Missouri Challenge. The last game of the day will be a great game between number 14, Indian Hills, and number 20, Moberly. Next free throw is good. So we're tied up at 8 apiece. Front court to the right corner. Kendon Peebles. Kendon turns to his left, picks it up now to the point. Around the horn, Trayon Grant Foster. The Grizzlies feel a little bigger lineup now. Foster into the paint. Free throw, fall away, jump shot is way short. Ball fumbled out of bounds. Last touch by Triton. Trayon forced that one from the free throw line. But the Grizzlies keep the ball. Right now, the Grizzlies up front are 6'8", 6'6", 6'5". In the backcourt, Lucas Prola and Javion Downey. Here's the inbound play. Lob out front. Trayon has it. Trayon goes right, hands it. Javion Downey beats his man on the dribble, kicks it to the far corner. Kendon's got a three. It's off the back iron, long, picked up by Aguilar. And here come Triton. You got to stop him. They take the ball away from him. Back the other way, 2-on-1 break. Take it all the way. Trayon, left-hand layup is good. Terrific play. Trayon Grant Foster showed that length, nice skill with the offhand to lay that ball in on the transition. 10-8, Grizzlies by two. On the right side, Aguilar will set, pop a three, wide open, good. Aguilar has 9 of their 11. They take a one-point lead with that. Out high, Prola to the point. Down the lane, Peebles on the left wing. Here's Trayon with a three. That's going to be way short, but he chased down his own rebound. Good hustle. Gets it over Kendon. Inside pass to Lionel, and ball tipped away from him, but a foul's going to be called on a hold inside on Triton. Trey Bolden, who just came in the basketball game, picks up the personal foul. Each team with one team foul here, so it would appear at least right now that the bonus might be put on hold for a while. Javion Downey at the point on the inbound play. Down the key. Lost the ball. Out of bounds, but he lost it off himself. And a turnover on the Grizzlies. Their third here in the first half. It's really hard for freshman guards to sometimes, that is, to make that jump and get acclimated to the style of game, the speed of game. Javion Downey was telling me the speed of the game was much, much different than what he was used to. Here's a shot from the point for three. Aguilar, it's good. And he is going off on us like he did on Three Rivers. He has 12 points, 12 of the 14, 14-10. Grizzlies down four. Downey drives around his man, and he'll draw a foul from Trey Boulding. That'll be his second foul. Trey Boulding just in the lineup. 6'3", freshman from Washington, D.C. Or as Mike Shannon would have called it, rest his soul, Washington. Here's the inbound play on the side. Bounce pass into Javian Downey. Downey beats his man, now kicks it left side. Riley Whitaker bounced to the low block. Paul open inside, up and under, right hand baby shot, no good. Rebound over the back, foul will be called on the Grizzlies. Carlos will be called for the foul. Also in the lineup now for Triton, Antonio Lisenby is a 6'7 sophomore from Indianapolis, Indiana. Dribble to the right, Dylan Williams to the point. Here's another long three, and it's no good. Rebound off the miss by Aguilar, taken down by the Grizzlies, and Trae Young, Grant Foster. Bounce pass, great feet underneath. Pump fake up and under, no good. Block shot, but back up and good by Carlos Paul. Great pass that time by Trae Young, Grant Foster. He found an angle and got it to Carlos, who finished the play. Grizzlies have had five different players score, and we're down by two, 14-12. Lisenby out front, gets it to Aguilar. He's guarded by Carlos Paul. Crossover, gets in the lane, and a reach-in foul on Carlos. That'll be his second foul. And whoever guards number five for the Trojans, Amar Aguilar, is going to have problems. Carlos will come out. Trayon will come out. Urji Hanami is back in. And Tom Emmerich is in, the freshman from Mansfield for the Grizzlies. Let's see who's drawing the chore. Oh, they took him out. Well, good. Here's the inbound pass underneath. Samuels will get it outside. They'll set their offense now. A crossover dribble, spin to the middle. That's got to be a walk. Yeah, it's a walk two or three times. As Scott got in the paint and stopped and tried to spin, and then he just got all fouled up. Second turnover on Triton. Grizzlies could tie or take the lead here. Javian Downey out front right wing. Here's Riley for a three. No good. Riley Whitaker misses that. Long rebound over on the right side. It's Dylan Williams behind the back move. Dribbles baseline. Goes up and through the defense and lays it in. Dylan Williams, who will score his share today. Down the front court, 16-12 game. Riley on the left wing. Pass underneath, wide open, Downey, but he couldn't get a shot. Gets a return pass in the corner. Steps through, right-hand scoop shot, no good. Tipped over, Tom Emmerich gets the rebound, lost the ball. Taken away by Triton. Last night, the Grizzlies got in such a deep hole, they had no hope of crawling out, although they cut what was a 28-point game down to 11 by the end. We'll have a foul on Urji Hanami. And we'll get a timeout on the floor. With the score, Triton 16, MSU West Plains Grizzlies are at 12, and we'll come back in a minute on KDY. Welcome back to sunny, at least it was when we came in, Ottumwa, Iowa. Temperature is 51 degrees right here today. I understand it's pretty nice back home. I can guarantee you this, next time we come up here, I can't guarantee it, but if I'm betting, it's nowhere near this warm next time. And all the years, 14 years I've been coming up here, this is the warmest I think I've ever seen. We're back to play, Triton in the paint. They get the ball back out on the left wing. They'll move it out to A.J. Dixon, whistle away from the ball, travel violation. Trojans turn it over for the third time today. Coach Jared Fay on the Grizzly sideline directing traffic. Right now the Grizzlies with Germany and Prola at the guards up front. It's Emmerich, Hanami, and Whitaker. Down the front court, Lucas Frola, straight man-to-man by Triton. Bounce pass, high post, bad pass. Ball fumbled away, saved by Urgy. He dribbles between defenders, kicks it far corner. Here's Kyle with a three look, won't go, rebound long. And they are dominating the defensive glass. Bounce pass on the break, right-hand layup is good. Timeout's going to be called by the Grizzlies. They're down by six. 18-12, and it's the 32nd timeout. Packed in 30 on KDY. All right, we come back from the timeout. Grizzly basketball now. Down by six, Gage Pitts in the game for the Grizzlies. Kendon Peebles will drive all the way to the hole. Puts up a right-hand running layup. No good. Late call. Foul. He'll shoot two. And the Grizzlies will shoot their first free throws of the day. 10:54 to go. First half, 18-12 is the score. Tolu Samuels picks up his first foul. Team's third. And Kendon Peebles at the line for the Grizzlies. First try is good. Kendon's game has gone up. Not just a notch, maybe two notches. Next free throw is good. And I think in his case, like it is so many others, it's just a maturity factor. Over on the right side, Dylan Williams hook pass to the far left corner. They got a three look. It's open. No good. Ball is out of bounds off the hands of Kendon Peebles. It'll stay with Triton with 18 on the shot clock. Lionel Kumwimba comes in for Tom Emery. Inbound play. Williams will throw it inbounds for, well, evidently.
Checking in for West Plains, number 33.
Oh, they didn't. Lionel didn't go far enough down the table to get checked in, so he had to go back. Now he's ready. Here's the inbound play. Lob it out front. We'll get into A.J. Dixon underneath, cutting to the basket. Aguilar beats his man, lays it up and good. Amar Aguilar has 14 points. Out of the 20, they've scored. Kendon goes left baseline, cut off. Tried to feed it across, got hung up in the air and threw it away. Turnover five on the Grizzlies. Front court, down the key, puts it up off the glass and good. William Scott. And now they're stretching this thing out a little bit. It's an 8-point game, 22-14. Even though they're not a ranked team, Triton is very good. You've got to play well against them or they will beat you. Here's Germany with a two. No good on the left side on the wing. Now pulled down, and here come the Trojans trying to add two and make this double-digit lead. Dylan Williams curls over. 17-foot straight-on jump shot. Side iron won't go. Rebound, Gage Pitts. Need to answer here. Wraparound pass inside, whistle, and a kick ball, and it'll stay with the Grizzlies.
Check number Triton, number 35, Antonio Lisby, and number 6.
Kendon Peebles out, Trayon Grant Foster's in.
Number 24, Trayon.
So right now the five of the Grizzlies, Gage Pitts, Kyle Gervany, Trayon Grant Foster, Lionel Kumwimba, and Urgy Hanami. Inbound right in front of the Triton bench on the far side of the floor. In the front court, played inbounds. Here's Kyle Germany. Urgy's got an open three on the left wing. Good. Urgy Hanami. Boy, you talk about needing that. We needed that. 7 different players have scored for the Grizzlies. 22-17. At the right point, Aguilar, the gunner, pulls up, shoots a three straight on. No good. And the rebound taken down by Lionel Kumwimba. Up the left side quickly. Urgy moves in on the drive. Right-hand shot. Little floater is no good. Rebounded by Antonio Lisenby. And the Trojans come back. On the right side of the key at the left point. Down the key. Pull up 10-foot shot is short. Tipped out long, though, by Lisenby. Kept alive by Triton. Triton resets their offense with Trey Boulding Had a guard on the right side, high screen to the left. They'll move it to the left wing. Kalu Samuels, bounce pass to the corner, and it's thrown away. They tried to get to Aguilar in the corner. Good pressure on him. And now I think the Grizzlies have gone with Urji Hunami to guard Aguilar, and I think that's a tremendous idea. Trojans turn it over for the fourth time today. Grizzlies down by five with 8:30 to play first half. From the Hellyer Center in Ottumwa, Iowa, the Iowa-Missouri Challenge, 22-17. At the point, Lionel has it, kicks it far corner. Hunami, back to the point. Germany beats his man, right-hand running floater, no good. It's tipped up, kept alive, we'll have a foul over the back. Well, we'll have a push-off inside on Triton. That'll be the second foul on Talu Samuels. Lionel comes out of the ball game. Tom Emmerich comes back in the ball game for the Grizzlies. That's the only change during the dead ball. Here's the lob out front. Kyle Germany with it. Bounce pass. Trayon off the screen. Has the circle back out to the point. Puts it on the deck. Goes up. Hook pass across. Emmerich lays it up and good. Terrific. That's a second excellent assist by Trayon Grant Foster today, and Tom Emmerich, the beneficiary, as he gets his first basket. So a timeout with a three-point game on the board, 8 minutes even to play. Full timeout. Back in a minute. Grizzlies down 22-19 in Ottumwa, and we're back in 1 minute on KDY. All right, back play. We've got 8 minutes even to go here in the first half from Ottumwa. And the Grizzlies trail by three, 22-19. It'll be Triton basketball in the backcourt. In the front court, right wing. They're just going to pull it and shoot a three. How about that? That's good. A.J. Dixon. I don't think that's probably the play they drew in the timeout, but very effective. 25-19. Javian Downey, wrap around, bounce pass left baseline, back out to the left point. Tom Emmerich, cross-court pass. Urji with an up fake, crossover dribble in the paint. Back out on the wing. Javian, hook pass in the corner. And stepping out of bounds is going to be Trayon Grant Foster, and the Grizzlies turn it over. Did a good job moving the basketball there, but no shots were really available, and Trayon stepped out, so that's the sixth turnover on the Grizzlies. Dylan Williams brings it up. At the point, high screen, a moving screen, no call. Down the lane, here's a right-hand shot up and good by A.J. Dixon, and a foul be called on the Grizzlies on Trayon Grant Foster. Number 27-19 with the made basket, plus a field goal for the Trojans with a free throw to come. Trayon picks up his second foul, so he comes out. Riley Whitaker will come in. And one free throw, and it's good. Nine-point game. Javian to the far side. Whitaker with it. We're yet to really develop consistent outside shooting, three-point shooting, yet we've got guys that can do it. Javian Downey puts it on the floor, puts up the left-hand layup, no good. And that ball is pulled off the glass, and Triton comes back with Williams. Got to get over and help. Airs the drive, pushes off, lays it up, and good. You can see that coming a mile away, another timeout by the Grizzlies. Timeout on the floor, and Dylan Williams with four, and it's an 11-point game again. Kyle Germany will check back in. It's a 30-second timeout. We're back in 30 on KDY. I'm Harlan Hutchison, back in the studio. Nate Hudson, and we're 6.5 minutes from halftime, 30-19. Triton with the lead. The Grizzlies had cut this down to three, and now that lead is out to 11. Inside Emmerich, turns in the middle, right-hand pass, deflected away. It's stolen, picked off by Triton. Let's see if the Grizzlies are going to go straight man here, and it looks like they are. thought maybe it would go to the zone. At the point, here's an open shot for a three. That's way short. Rebounded by Lucas Prola. Kyle Germany with it. Middle of the court on the right side. Here's Lucas with a catch and shoot for a three. No good. And the ball is chased down by Dylan Williams. Pass up. Oh, stolen by Riley Whitaker. We have a three-on-three. Germany in the paint. Puts it up off the glass and good. Nice pass by Riley. Kyle has five. It's 30-21. We still have 5.5 minutes to go in this half. Let's see if we can get this thing close to even by halftime and start again. Here's a hand check foul out front. That's going to be on Kyle Germany, guarding Dylan Williams with the basketball. And we'll have Kenan Peebles and Lionel Kamwemba coming in. Urji Hanami and Tom Emmerich go out. Let's see if we can get that ball now inside with this particular lineup that Triton has on the floor. Might be a little bit easier. Here's the pass, Aguilar. Backs his man down, Peebles. Cut off, good help by Riley Whitaker. Fadeaway jumper is good for two. And how do you stop that? You don't. Amara Gilliard makes it 32-21. Left baseline, Prola nearly taken away. Kendon's got an open three in the left corner. That's an air ball. Front court. Ball knocked away in the paint. Loose on the deck. Picked up by Riley Whitaker. Fifth turnover on Triton. Gilliard with 16 points in the corner. Kendon up and under. Left-hand shot. Got fouled. He'll shoot two. 32-21. Grizzlies down by 11 to the Triton Trojans. Lisenby has called for his first foul. We have four players in the game with two personal fouls, so no one yet to hit that three mark. Kendon Peebles at the free throw line for the Grizzlies. He is 2 out of 2 today. His first try here is good. One more try. It's a 10-point game right now. 32-22. Riley Whitaker, Lucas Prola, Kendon Peebles, next free throw, good. Lionel Kamwemba and Kyle Germany. Kendon's the only one to shoot a free throw today, and we're 4 out of 4. Pass off, good. Cut to the basket, beat by Williams. Layup, good by Lisenby. Almost like a little pick and roll there. It's 34-23. Grizzlies down by 11. Germany on the wing, picked up by Whitaker. Back out on the side, stepping through. Germany, teardrop floater is good. Kyle Germany now with 7. 34-25. Top of the circle, Williams. Down the key all the way. High off the glass with left hand, no good. Rebound slapped off the glass, picked up Lucas Prola. 3-on-2, break the other way, gets it ahead. Left hand layup, good. By Kendon Peebles. Boy, the Grizzlies look good running the break, filling the lanes there. And that makes it a 7-point game, 34-27. That could be the key to success today. Open the game up a little bit. Down the key, Aguilar. Bounce pass inside. Bad pass. Ball is going to be loose. Picked up, though, in the front court by A.J. Dixon for Triton. He'll split D. He got tripped on the drive, and he will... Well, yet to be determined whether he'll shoot a free throw or not. The foul is going to be on the Grizzlies, Riley Whitaker. 14,
Riley Whitaker, his first team 7.5.
Someone's taking a timeout. I just don't know who. Nope, no one's taking a timeout. So we'll have... Okay, that was the 7th foul, so the Grizzlies are over the limit. On the bonus side, and A.J. Dixon, who is 1-for-1 at the line, goes to the line. He has 8 points. Make it 9. With one more to come. It's been all Dixon and Aguilar for Triton. They've produced all pretty much all the points. And another free throw good by Dixon, 36-27. Front court, Prolet. Drives through, kicks it outside, Javian Downey. Gets it to Lucas. Lucas dribbles down. And a holding foul will be called. That'll be the sixth team foul. Amar Aguilar will be called for his first foul. Too bad it's not his third. Get him out of the game. He put on an exhibition shooting the ball against Three Rivers that was amazing yesterday. Here's the ball inbound, stolen. Take it away the other way. Here's the Drake. All the way in, right hand left, no good. Right hand follow is up and good by Aguilar.
2-point basket, strength number 5, Amar Aguilar.
Aguilar now with 18. Left corner, here's a 3, no good. Air ball by Kyle Germany, 38-27. Got to stop the basketball. Nobody does. Left hand layup down the lane. It's up and in.
Number 22, William Scott.
Scott with 6. 40-27. It's a 13-point game. This is the biggest lead for Triton. Lucas will hand it off now to Kyle Germany. Kyle outside. Javian shoots a 3. Good. There you go. Javian Downey. Now has 5.
Javian Downey.
Telling Javion this morning, I said, man, you're doing fine. Kelly's kind of scuffling with this mentally because he's not scoring much. I'm telling him, man, this will come. You've got what it takes. It's just a matter of time. Aguilar with a step through, bounce pass back to him, cuts to the basket, and that's a lay-in on the feet from Lizardy.
Number 5, Amar Aguilar.
Aguilar, a big first half with 20. On the left side, pass down low, bad pass. Threw it away, try to get Ken and Peebles, Tom Emmerich out on the side. And the Grizzlies now with 9 first-half turnovers. That has been a big issue here, and we'll get a 30-second timeout with 1:59 to play in the first half. Grizzlies are down by a dozen, 42-30 in a tumble. Back in 30 seconds on KDY. Well, let's see, perhaps. If we can tighten this thing up, we have 2 minutes before halftime. 12-point game. Grizzlies are going to go to a full-court press here. Kyle Germany, Gage Pitts, Lucas Prola, Kenan Peebles, and Tom Emmerich. Backcourt, here's Williams, picked up by Gage Pitts. Williams on the wing, ball tipped away, picked back up by Williams. Cross-court pass, far corner, open 3 is in the air, no good. And a rebound foul over the back will be on Aguilar. And if he knocked Kendon Peebles to the court. So that's a good development. That's the second foul on Amar Aguilar. Let's see if they leave hit. No, they're taking him out of the ballgame. Pretty smart stuff right there.
Amar Aguilar, his second.
They'll put Tolu Samuels back in the lineup. 42-30. So with Aguilar on the bench with his 20 first half points, see if we can get something done with him out of the ballgame. Kyle Germany comes out. Urji Hanami comes in. Kendon Peebles at the line with 6 points. For MSU West Plains, he is 4 out of 4 from the line today. Down by 12, 42-30 first half. Free throw, 1-1 is good. One more attempt for the 6'5" forward, sophomore from Hampton, Virginia. The next try is no good. Tipped up and good. Tom Emmerich will get credit for that. So it turns into a 3-point play, 42-33. Front court Williams hounded on the near sideline. By Gage Pitts, keeps the dribble alive, and a whistle, and we'll have a hand check foul on Kendon Peebles. So both teams over the limit. We'll shoot free throws now.
Southbound West Plains, number 5, Peebles, his first.
First on Kendon.
At the line for Triton. Number 3, Dylan Williams.
Dylan Williams has only 4 points in the first half. He had 21 yesterday. Here's his free throw attempt. Good. He is a big-time scoring junior college guard. He had a great season last year at Mineral Area and transferred to Triton. Next try is no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds by the Grizzlies. 43-33. 1:19 to play first half. As our dear friend Dean Smith used to say, 40 minutes is a long time. A lot can happen. Inbound pass tipped out of bounds by Peeble. Stays with the Warriors. 43-33 inbound play with 1:17 to play in the half. He'll get the ball inbounds to William Scott. Scott dribbles to the right, has a screen. He's picked up now by Tom Emmerich at the point, down the key, all the way, wraparound pass. Right-hand layup is good by Lisenby. Good penetration that time. Set up an easy lay-in by Antonio Lisenby. 45-33, Grizzly basketball now. Lucas Prola right in front of the Triton bench. Crossover. Dribbles in, step back, free throw, pull-up shot is off the front iron, rolls off. Taken down by Triton with 40 seconds to play in the half. Dylan Williams out near midcourt, guarded by Lucas. Crosses over, keeps the dribble, crossover again, goes in, goes up, got blocked, whistle late, very late whistle. And they're going to call a foul on Lucas Prola on the shot by the official who was furthest away from the play.
His first team ninth of the half at the line for Triton.
First on Lucas.
Dylan Williams.
Dylan Williams will be the free throw shooter. So Williams, one out of two from the line, shoots here, and it's good.
Checking in for Triton, number 10, Isaiah Quinteros.
Isaiah Quinteros will check in the ball game now for Triton, and he is a 6'2 sophomore from Miami, Florida, and he'll play the final 27 seconds of the first half. Shot clock is off. Free throw again is around and out. No good. Lucas Prola with the rebound. Let's see if the Grizzlies go for the last shot of the half. Very possible in this situation. 15 on the game clock. We're down to 10 seconds now. Ball knocked away and stolen away from Gage Pitts. Taking the other way. Right hand layup. Good. Foul in the play. Basket counts. So the worst of all worlds. A turnover. A lay-in and a foul. So instead of going in at the half down 10, we're now down by 15.
Foul on West Plains number 5, Kendon Peebles.
Kendon Peebles called for his second foul.
At the line for Triton, number 24.
And A.J. Dixon. We'll try and complete the three-point play, and he does. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Lucas lost the ball, dribbling down the floor, and halftime is here, and the Grizzlies find themselves
at the half, Triton 49,
down by 16 points.
Missouri State University West Plains.
Halftime is here. Grizzly halftime is brought to you by Missouri State University West Plains. New beginnings and endless possibilities. We'll come back and talk a little shop. We'll talk about the first half scoring and more here in just a bit. 49-33, Triton leads at the half. Listening to Grizzly basketball on Hot Country KDY.